I have got the two gentlemen in studio with an amazing adventure to share with us. I've got Rory Lawson. Welcome, tongue-tied. Rory, welcome in studio. And then I have got Matt Lankers. Welcome in studio. This is Luluel coming to you live. 22 minutes to 2:01. 26th of June, and we are going to be talking biking across Africa. Well, Rory, I'm going to let you kick off first. We always want to know a little bit about the people we interview, just a little bit of history so we can put a bit of fact to the face. You are so well known in Hoedspruit. Everyone knows you on your motorbike. So it's not like you're unfamiliar. You've been living here for many years. But just give us a little background as to where you grew up, schooling, and your career from there.
Yeah, 100%. So I was born in Empangeni, moved down Natal all my life. I've been a Natal boy, most of the time in private boarding schools or in boarding schools. And then from there decided I'd like to become a pilot, then found out that I'm half blind. realized that I wouldn't become a pilot, so I thought if I can't fly them, I'll fix them and join the Air Force. That led me to eventually come to Hoedspruit in 1995. So Liz and myself moved here in 1995. Melise, our first daughter, was born here. And Lizzie was pregnant with her when we got here, and she was born here, and then Robin was born here. Our kids have been here ever since. Our kids have grown up here. They got married here. Melissa got two kids. So I've been in this place since 1995, being a dirt biker all my life, and the girls, we've been biking, so the dirt bike fraternity is something that we've been very involved with, building the quarry bike tracks and the 4x4 tracks. So yeah, and then I retired out of the Air Force last year, February. Now I'm working a damn sight harder than I ever did before.
It's usually the case, but it's always your true love is motorbikes. So you repair them, you fix them, you've got your own workshop, and so your love has always been there.
Absolutely,
for motorbikes. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
And Matt, whereabouts are you from? You seem to have a bit of an accent.
No, born in South Africa.
Really?
Grew up in Johannesburg.
Maybe the Joburg accent.
Perhaps the Joburg accent, yeah. Grew up in Johannesburg, went to King Edward's Care School, matriculated there, studied at Wits University, studied architecture, lived a lot of the time in halfway house at that stage called Midrand between Johannesburg and Pretoria. Did quite a lot of sport, managed to get Springbok colours for rowing.
Congratulations!
Have four children. I'm married to Sue. Basically, from Johannesburg, Sue was desperate to get out of Johannesburg. She's a Lowveld girl. We landed up building a lodge in the central Kalahari and then came from there here to the Lowveld. And then, kind of a nefarious detoured way, we went from Nelspruit to White River to Hoedspruit. The reason we're here in Hoedspruit is there just was a lot of architectural work, and we got called to do lodge work and nice bush design. Just about the dream of driving into Africa, it's kind of been there all along since Varsity. It was always that sort of thing that you'd go into Africa. Various permutations of it. I was going to cycle it at one stage. I was going to motorbike it with my sons at one stage. None of that materialized until I met Rory and saw one of his bikes and fell in love with that and managed to do a trade-off doing architectural work in exchange for a bike.
I love that bartering system.
Very good bartering system.
It's not too well known everywhere else. I'm obviously in other Asian or countries, but I love it that we use that system here, especially in Hoedspruit.
it was really great, and it's a nice way to get a bike without having to pay for it. Through that, I got to know Rory. And I just kind of shared my dream with him of going to Africa. And at first, Rory was like, no way, I'm never going to Africa. That's not my cup of tea.
I asked him earlier, and the first thing he said to me was, I've left nothing there.
Exactly, precisely. And he still has left nothing there. But finally, so I was going to do this trip on my own. So it was the dream, just go off solitary, quite under the radar. No one would know about it. I'd go away for a month. And then Rory said, would you mind if I join you? And honestly, we won't change anything. Well, what he didn't say was he had probably 600 followers and growing.
I must say, I don't want to interject there a little bit. I did give him when he said, no, why don't you come with? And I said, listen, you go and think about this first, because you know me and you know the kind of person I am. So you go and think about it. And he came back. He said, no, he didn't have nightmares about it, your words. And then I said, you know what, I do like to share things that are happening, because it's, I mean, being a media person, I know the importance of it. But I think it shocked the hell out of him how much this thing's taken off.
Yeah. No, but anyway, I mean, I don't joke about it, but it's absolutely fantastic having Ferrari to have come on board, because honestly, you can have a dream, and I think I would have got to Messina and probably landed up trying to fix the bike for the rest of the month. And Rory's come along, and it's going to happen. I'm confident that we'll not only get there, but we'll get back, and we'll have a fantastic time. And you know, I think it's one of the nicest things about this journey is that neither of us are young.
Yeah.
I'm 70, Rory's 58.
Nearly 60.
Nearly 60.
59 now.
59. And
let's clarify, what's the age?
I'm 70.
70.
I was always going to try and do it before turning 71.
But you look fabulous for 70. Well, and Rory, you are?
59. So turning 59 up there at Malawi.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So the dream was to do it while we still are able. And also not to do it in a hugely expensive way. Like, some of these trips go on the most fancy BMWs, and they cost an absolute bomb. And this is really quite a shoestring budget. So we're taking small tents.
In terms of the trip itself, when are you departing from Hoedspruit?
Monday the 1st. At 8 o'clock.
At 8 o'clock we depart. So what we're going to actually do is we're going to get onto the bridge there, the R40, the Air Force bridge there, and just going to say goodbye to some people and whoever wants to be there, because apparently quite a couple of people want to come say goodbye.
Well, we'll come
much
as well.
Much to his chagrin. But then we're going to start the bikes and leave at 8 o'clock.
At what time? 8 o'clock?
Yeah, well, 8 o'clock we leave.
Okay.
So we'll fire up and Balega then.
Yes. Well, I'll make sure that we come as well to take some photos, and we can pop it onto the Hoedspruit Facebook page.
Awesome.
Then we can follow you then.
Yeah, for sure.
And we can put post updates as well.
More than welcome,
Okay, so that'll be wonderful. So the 1st of July, it's the big start off.
Yeah.
And so in terms of packing, you've both got your own motorbikes. Do you keep spares spares on your bikes?
So what we kind of split our roles, which was quite nice, because all the medical stuff and talking to the officials is his job.
Okay.
Because of my short fuse, if I talk to them, I'll go straight to jail. I won't even go through the border. So I'm just going to be the pit crew and mechanic on the background. Because I built both these bikes, I know them inside out.
Perfect.
And I know what does tend to go on them, so I've got a very small little kit that's going with, because they are very, very these KLR 650 Kawasaki's are very good bikes, and they're bomb proof. So I've got a little small kit that's going with us. I've got enough tools to be able to do an engine rebuild if I have to. It's not a lot of spares, but we do take two extra tubes each. Stuff to do tire changes, stuff to do normal service and small repairs and that. And then, medical stuff and that, all his department.
Yeah.
And then in terms of clothing and food, are you going to buy as you go along, or have you taken some pre-packed, some of the basic stuff, or are you going to?
We're actually going to buy as we go.
As you go, okay.
We were advised people all the way along the eat, we'll find food.
Okay.
And the whole idea is to make it an adventure trip. You know,
of course.
Planning everything is not so much of the adventure. You know, the main things that we have to plan, and we had to find out a lot of stuff, like in the last minute, is all the border crossings and that. But between the border crossings, I think we're going to have...
You'll be fine.
We don't feel like riding further today.
Therein is quite a challenge, because the advice we've received is don't try to plan. Don't try to plan an itinerary that you have to get here and you have to get there, because you're just going to get frustrated and drive everybody crazy.
Absolutely.
And that's quite a challenge for both of us, because I think both of us
under the surface could be difficult.
Wanting to do things and we want to achieve
get
things.
Get things done.
So I think we're going to have to kind of take a serious view of ourselves at some stage and say, you know what?
Smoke a joint or something.
This is what we said and this is what we're going to do.
Without a doubt. And Matt, can you give me a breakdown of which route you are going?
Yeah, we're going from here through Messina into Zimbabwe through White Bridge. We'd anticipated that'd be about a 4-hour interchange, but apparently it's actually speeded up quite a lot. And then from there we'll head Zimbabwe ruins and kind of an easterly direction. Then go through the corner, little corner of the Tet province to get into the lower end of Lake Malawi. From there we go up the lake and probably about halfway and do some nice things along the lake, and then kind of head east-westwards to go up into the more mountainous area of Malawi, and then come back through Lilongwe, then go off to Zambia, through Lusaka, beyond Lusaka to Kafue, through Kafue, all the way to the Zambezi, and then come back down the Zambezi, possibly try and cross into Botswana, if we can, go through Chobe or that area, and then back into South Africa that way. So that's the route, more or less.
So hitting Dar es Salaam?
No, we actually went off Dar es Salaam for firstly, because it was too optimistic distance-wise.
Yeah, that was the one thing.
It would have been about 8,000-9,000 k's in a month is too much.
Okay.
But on top of that, the road from the northern end of Malawi all the way to Dar es Salaam is just a big commercial tracks highway.
Okay, so it's not even actually worth it.
I was put in contact with two guys who are actually on that, on bikes at the moment. They're actually on those routes. And they both said, it's hairy. The one who said it's a highway to hell. So I was like, okay. You know, it's in a car, it's another story. When you're sitting on a bike, you're very exposed. I mean, let's face it, you know, bikes are dangerous. There's no two ways about it. Because you get hit on a bike, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
In a car, you are protected. So I don't think either of us want to get hurt.
No, of course not.
Not at our age and not out there.
No.
No, also, and it was a kind of a there and back route, so you'd have to do the same route twice.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Which is also, exactly.
Yeah.
The same road.
The same danger
like
twice.
Well.
So, really, what was the point?
Raise
of that?
The risk.
So, in total, more or less, how many days? Does it cover a full month's travelling?
Mm. Yeah, we come back on the 27th.
27th.
Saturday, 27th.
Oh, fantastic.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
And the 27th, and we're gonna meet you at the bridge again.
No, just hold your horses. I'm gonna twist his arm for a couple more weeks.
We'll keep you posted.
We'll keep you posted.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I think that's an amazing opportunity for both of you, and great for you to fulfill your dreams and to go out there. And I only but wish you the best of success. We'll definitely track you. And and if you can, are you going to be doing live filming at all, or is it going to just
be? We'll never be live, no, because
you don't
not,
have
not
a cam.
We have six cameras, but the point is, doing it live streaming, you can't do that on the bike. Not with our. I mean, it's bad enough in this country. Let alone dark Africa is going to be even worse.
But could you send me some photos?
So what we're planning
that?
On doing
download.
Is, I'm planning on seeing if I can make a 2-minute video every night, and see if I'm in a place where there's Wi-Fi, then I can send it through.
Yeah.
Minimum, it'll be a few photos,
which will be on
the webs on the Facebook
wonderful.
Page every
so
night.
I can take it off there as well.
You were going to ask somebody about medical.
Yes.
Can I just fill in on that?
Yeah.
So you take just the basics with you?
So
or?
That's how it started. You know, we literally were going to take a first aid kit with a couple of plasters.
Something
like that, you know, a few aspirins, dispirins. But Tamarin Lodder works with me in the office as an architectural technician, and she comes from a paramedic background. So she was absolutely delighted to put together a medical kit for us.
Wonderful.
We went through that last night.
Yeah,
and honestly, it's so comprehensive.
Training.
We could do open heart surgery along the route.
I must say,
you know, it's that
really
good.
And
and
she's good at her training as well. Yeah. It was so amazing.
Because you've got to be able to help each other.
Yeah, you know, the thing is,
you know, you've got to suture each other.
I think
our
original idea of just this little quickly go to the pharmacy and buy
a
little
get
kit.
A kit.
You know, and let's be honest, for guys our age, we get sore and sore for longer.
Yeah. Definitely.
When you get hurt, it's not as easy as when you're young. So, and I must say, the stuff that she's put together is absolutely incredible.
A big shout out to is it Tamara?
Tamarin
Lotta. Big shout out to you for supporting the daredevils here in front of us in studio. And did you need to have any inoculations done?
Yep.
Just yellow fever.
Just the yellow fever.
Only compulsory one. The other ones are optional, but we decided not to take those.
Okay.
Just take what's absolutely necessary.
Mm.
And you've obviously got medication for malaria.
Yeah. Well, we just got a malaria test.
I
don't take.
We're not taking.
I don't
anything.
Take prophylaxis.
Okay.
I don't know about.
We're going to add something about our kind of the things that you need to go through the border.
Yes.
So we kind of did all the paperwork and. And got everything ready, you know, duplicates, triplicates, quadruplets of everything.
Yeah.
But the one thing we had put aside was we just figured it was kind of difficult and time-consuming to get police clearance. And then I was talking to a client, and yesterday, out of the blue, the client says to me, sends me a message from the Plaswach, that the captain that does police clearance is coming to Hoedspruit on Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. To assist anybody that might need assistance.
And it was crazy because it was going to be a big problem for us, because we only found this out 3 days ago. Not him. We only found out 3 days ago that we have to have police clearance in Zambia. And we're like, how the hell are you going to get police clearance? And the only place that does it is Zinin.
That's now that guy's
coming here.
The path has been laid for
it's amazing.
Honestly, that's how it feels. Yeah. It really feels just the way that our work and timing has come together, that there's almost this was intended.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a kind of coincidence. It's just like a month of time frame. Mm.
And I must say, I'd also like to say that there's a lot of people who've put a lot of effort into helping us and giving us info and giving us equipment. I mean, Kissier and Werner have given us so much of their expertise. They were the slow tortoises that rode for 33,000 k's around this country with their bikes, husband and wife. I've got cameras from them. They've given us so much stuff and so much info. There's so many people who've just climbed in and helped, and it's really amazing. It's amazing.
Well, this is what Hoedspruit is about, and even making this more aware of what it is, you'll see how much more support you're going to be getting.
It's incredible.
So you definitely will be getting a support, and just you got to keep in touch with us
absolutely.
All the time, and I'll chat on radio where you guys are every day, and you're how far you are, and if you need anything, you've got to let us know. You know, we rally around. We can make something happen if we need to.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Without a doubt. But it was great to have you in studio.
I think
it's going to be an amazing adventure for the two of you. Helmets on.
Yeah.
And rev those bikes and have a fantastic journey.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.